Students in a psychology class at USC erupt into laughter, but one sits there, unamused by the joke. Jason Kellogg lets out a sigh.
Like, you realize you're in a completely different world, and no one has any idea of, like, what you've been through. So you feel that. You feel this distinction, you know?
Jason is one of the 1.5 million young soldiers who've returned from war in the last decade. It's been 4 years since Jason returned from 2 deployments in Iraq, but he's still struggling to readjust. It was pretty bad at first. A stranger's gaze held too long, or the early morning groans from a neighborhood garbage truck took him back in time.
Cars driving by fast, or being in a place you don't know, or like if I left the neighborhood, like if I drove my car outside of Santa Monica, I'd have a lot of anxiety. And I would notice it like in my driving, and then that's when I realized there's something wrong.
Jason needed help, and understanding that was the first step. Reluctantly at first, he started seeing a social worker at the VA, someone who understood his trauma.
It's like a blank canvas, and you can kind of throw things up against it and see what happens.
Jason says a key to his adjustment has been trying to understand the reasons for joining the Marines in the first place, which he says had much to do with exploring the outer bounds of his masculinity.
I mean, for a young man, like when I was 17 or 16, like I'm trying to figure out like who I am as a man, and nothing in my culture gave me that except the military.
Looking back, he has also come to understand the bigger picture, that soldiers and the public they try to defend simply don't see eye to eye.
I think the military and the infantry is politically incorrect. Their job is just to kill as effectively and quickly as possible. Well, that's the exact opposite of how it works in the day-to-day culture in America. Like, if someone has a problem, like, you try to talk it out. You try to come to some sort of consensus. Well, that philosophy is the inverse of war. And that's why people don't understand it.
For Jason, the healing actually began when he was still stationed in Iraq, where he started to sense that his humanity was deeply intertwined with the humanity of the ordinary Iraqis he came across every day. On his second tour of duty, he brought a camera along, and in 2010, self-published a book of photographs. Children of War was put on exhibit last year on the USC campus. He recovers the book from underneath a pile of newspapers on his coffee table and thumbs through the pages, stopping at an image of a young girl.
The girl with the green sweater, you can see me in her eyes. As I look at her, I'm looking back at myself. And that's really what this whole thing was about. I was basically trying to counteract what Iraq did to me through taking these pictures. I was basically fighting all the feelings or the loss of feelings and trying to kind of recapture, you know, my humanity.
Marcus Altero, a former advisor with the VA, says that understanding one's own experience, which Jason started through his photography, is what college can help do for others.
For some of these younger veterans that may have just joined straight out of high school who really don't know how to comprehend what they're going through, that education kind of puts them in a place where they can kind of cycle through that and comprehend what their experience is or what happened to them.
Take Jason's experience and multiply it by thousands, because last December, 8,000 troops left Iraq. Many of them, like Jason, will try the classroom.
I mean, the trick is to find a way in which you take those experiences that seem incomprehensible and like you can't find anything good and meaningful about them and integrate them into something in which they become very important and significant. And then when that takes place, then you're no longer a victim, you know, and I think that's what I'm doing. I actually have more humanity now than people here, because I know more of what it is to be a human being.
Arzu Rezvani, Annenberg Radio News.